In other news, I got married this weekend.
Oh, this is non-disclosure! Non-disclosure!
Man. What a ridiculous reaction.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
That's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, I didn't mention anything about it before. We got engaged about a year ago, and I just didn't want to jinx it, you know? I didn't want right. to talk it up beforehand, just in case she changed her mind. So now that it's happened, I feel like, yes.
Got her to go through with it.
Changing a little bit for on air. Okay.
I feel like I wanted to talk about it. It really was the happiest day of my life. I can say that. I was so happy the entire day, and the ceremony was great, and Natalie is the greatest woman that I have ever known, and I know every man thinks that they married the greatest woman in the world, but she really is. She's so sweet and caring, and she was the most beautiful bride ever. And our friend Sean officiated the wedding. You guys were there. Very happy that you were there.
Yeah. What? This is non-disclosure.
I didn't know you were there.
I know you were there.
I had this question, and I thought about this for a moment during the ceremony. Now that I'm a licensed, certified, ordained minister, could I have officiated my own wedding?
That would have been great. Just hop back and forth.
I don't think you. I don't think you're required to do all that bit of theater, George.
Bugs Bunny it.
I don't think you can do that.
Okay.
I think that's illegal somehow.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But it was great having you guys there and having family and friends. And, you know, somebody said this to me afterwards because we were having such a great time catching up with friends who came in from out of town, family from out of town, and all of our family and friends who are in town. And isn't it weird, kind of sad, that the only time you have a joyful gathering like that is at a wedding or a more somber gathering at a funeral?
Yeah. Yeah.
Weddings and funerals really are the only time we all get together like that. Why don't we do it other than those occasions?
Eh, too busy.
That's a
who's got time for that in life, getting together with people?
And I think that is a lot of it. You just start living your life and, you know, you stay in touch, but you don't necessarily get together. And we were talking about that exact thing. All the friends that went to North Texas together, because we used to get together once a year.
Mm-hmm.
We made a pact to get together once a year, and we haven't done that. And we made that pact to say, okay, as our friend Don said, we need to get together. I'll be danged if we're going to get together, and the next time it's going to be at somebody's funeral.
Right.
That would be terrible.
Right.
It will be.
And I said, well, hurry up, because I don't think I have much time left.
Yeah.
So let's get together. Maybe next month would be good.
Right. Yeah. And that was, I mean, the thing that made me the happiest was marrying her. But also, I was just experiencing tremendous joy. Like when I came down the aisle or walked into the venue or whatever it was, and seeing all of my friends, seeing the friends that I see daily, like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it was funny because I got up there to the altar and I turn around and I'm scanning my side of things, right? Looking for my friends and my family.
Right.
And I'm seeing everybody, and I saw you, Gordon, pretty quickly. And then I was like, where's George? And I'm scanning a little more. And it was a small wedding, so there weren't a whole lot of people that I had to go through. But I couldn't find George. And then I looked, and I saw this mohawk peeking up over a few rows of people. I was like, okay, there he is.
Like a big rooster there on the back row.
Yeah, you ended up being easy to spot with the mohawk.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But yeah, seeing all of those friends and our old college buddies, and we took some great photos of everybody together, and seeing a few of my buddies who came in from out of town, and then guys that I see and gals that I see regularly, but it was still just so much fun catching up with everybody, and everybody's in a good mood, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So every time, and that's one thing with a wedding, is you want to spend some quality time with everybody there, and I think I was able to do that.
Yeah,
it's tough to do, and you feel like you're just in a constant, how you doing, you know, and you're going to as many people as you can. But no, you did a great job doing that. It was a beautiful ceremony, and as I told Natalie and some of her family members, I can vouch, you're a good partner. We've been married to you in a very strange three-way marriage for 25 years.
Right. We have one son. Hansel Muser.
And, that's right.
Well, that really came across, though, too, that you were so happy. I don't think I've seen you smile like that before, and Natalie was bouncing around all night, obviously just really happy. And it's great to see people that happy, and everyone was in a great mood to celebrate that.
Sorry for Giorgio getting drunk and laying down on the dance floor.
Hey, well, it was an open bar.
Just, everything's
come on.
Spinning, man. I just got to lay down for a second. Just got to lay down for a second.
Tell the DJ turn the music down just a little bit.
God, I'm sweating. I'm sweating. Can someone cut my coat off of me?
Cut my coat off. All right, that is going to be the next goal of the next wedding I go to. I want my coat cut off. The hammer to unbutton it.
Oh, my gosh.
They had to take off his face mask because they helped him up. But they had to leave the helmet on because they weren't sure about the injuries.
Giorgio got taken off in one of those stabilizer gurneys.
Looked like Mason Rudolph.
Hey, by the way, y'all left in a convertible.
Yeah. Mm.
They didn't take you down Elm Street here in the month of November.
So, Gordo, you were gone by then. But, yes, the convertible, it wasn't the same color. But it was almost the exact same model and year
as JFK light.
Yeah. And you know what? I think we did go down Elm.
Holy smokes.
Dang it.
I heard some people shouting out JFK jokes, and I refrained. I was going to tell you exactly that. Don't go down Elm Street.
And yeah, I noticed Gordo wasn't there, and then I was worried about where he was.
You didn't see the confetti gun that fired out the
school depository?
We had an outdoor ceremony, and so booking it for November 2nd, we were crossing our fingers, you know, and looking at the forecast for a couple weeks out. But it ended up being fine.
Perfect.
You know, it could have been 40 and rainy, but it was 60 and it was cool, but it was perfect. It was really great. It had nothing to do with OU having an off weekend.
Uh-huh.
It really didn't. It just so happened that the venue that we chose, this was one of the very few dates available, and I didn't realize it until after. I was like, oh yeah, Cowboys Monday night, OU off, that's perfect, but it really didn't factor
perfect
into
for
it.
Me.
It was the same night as Gen X Davey's wedding.
No, I felt so bad about this.
I did too.
I wanted to go to Dave's wedding. It's a huge day.
So I hate.
There.
I love Davey.
Yeah, was Stoma man there?
Best man.
You leave me to Davey, please.
So congrats to Gen X Davey as well. I'm sorry we couldn't make that. And neither of us can take any time off now for a honeymoon, so we're going to do that over the Christmas break.
There you go.
So this is a really funny footnote. Great weekend, a lot of family and friends in town, really? And a lot of them were staying at our house. And so very, very busy, really hectic. You don't realize how many little things there are that you have to do, and more on her part because she organized so much of this with her family, and they did an incredible job.
How much did you plan at this wedding?
You know, I wanted to let her do it, and I said, if I see something that's out of place, I will step in. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really have to do that, and so I just kind of said, tell me what time, and I'll be there. And so
you didn't even get to choose the media member that married you or anything?
No, didn't get to choose him. Okay. No, actually, I did. Yeah, I mean, I had a say in everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
such... Yes, dear. That was a say, yes, dear.
Such a really hectic weekend that I forgot about a couple of things. So I go to bed last night, and I am wiped out, exhausted from the weekend, because didn't get much sleep, and you're just going on adrenaline. So I fall asleep, wake up, go into the bathroom, get dressed, brush my teeth, and I'm walking out, and I'm walking down the stairs, and I look at my phone. I'm checking the Patriots score, because I fell asleep before the game ended, and I notice on my phone it says 350. And I'm like, huh, I thought it was 4:50. Oh, my God, I didn't set my alarm clock back. I didn't set the time back. I did it on all the other clocks in the house, but I didn't on my alarm clock. And when I went to bed, I was so tired, I guess I just set the alarm and I fell asleep. So I woke up an hour early on the morning that I needed sleep.
You needed the most sleep.
Wow.
I'm surprised that you don't do the phone deal. Most people just use their phones as their alarm clock.
That's my backup.
Uh-huh.
I have my bedside alarm as my alarm, and my phone is in the bathroom plugged in, and that's my backup if my bedside doesn't go off, it's real loud, so I'll hear the phone in the bathroom.
How long you been with that same alarm clock?
I have had that alarm clock for almost 30 years.
Dang!
It's a little digital Sony alarm clock.
You know what's weird is I think alarm clocks are one item that people keep the longest. Like, I have friends who are the same way, that their alarm clocks are the ones that they've been using for 20 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
And then they had one before that that they were using for 15 years. It's like they, for some reason, we keep alarm clocks.
Yeah. I wish I had an old alarm clock. It finally stopped working.
What did you have? One with the old digital flip numbers?
Old Panasonic, yeah.
I had one of those too.
I love
yeah.
those things. Yeah.
So, yeah, I got up an hour early and I was so mad because I really needed the sleep. And so then I was like, well, now what do I do? So I got undressed, got back in bed, but was wide awake.
Yeah, that's worthless.
Sat there for 10 minutes and I figured, well, just go into work early. I'll just get even more caught up on whatever we're going to talk about. And so I took a real slow drive in and I felt like such an idiot.
By the school book depository again.
I went by there again.
Yeah.
So a really, really, really great weekend. Thank you guys for being a part of it.
Congratulations. Natalie's a sweetheart. We're really happy for you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
Congrats.
It's 7:47 on the ticket. The Cowboys get back into action tonight. What kind of team do we see this evening? What will we see for the last nine games?